Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep, and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
We see in the second chapter of Luke that when an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, he gave them good news of great joy for all people. The long-awaited Savior was born. Then the angel was suddenly joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God. The good news they proclaimed that day had to do with more than just Jesus' birth. It anticipated his sinless life, which qualified him to be God's sacrificial lamb. It looked ahead to his crucifixion and resurrection, which signaled the Heavenly Father's acceptance of Christ's payment for our sins. It also encompassed his future ascension into heaven, and it envisioned Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit would indwell believers, as well as the time Jesus would return as King. The angels rejoiced because salvation was here. Jesus spoke about joy because he wanted us to experience the satisfaction that comes from a relationship with him. Such profound contentment isn't dependent upon outward circumstances. Rather, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit in each person whose trust is in Christ. The angels in heaven rejoiced at the announcement of Jesus' birth, and the shepherds praised God. Are you experiencing the divine joy that overflows from a Spirit-filled life?